Welcome back, my friends. Mandy and I are excited to be reading to you from the Chosen Harmony of the Gospels. We are on day 7, part 2, Jesus calls a tax collector. The calling of a tax collector. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. Then passing by, he saw Matthew, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So leaving everything behind, he got up and began to follow him. Then Matthew hosted a grand banquet for him at his house. Now there was a large crowd of tax collectors and sinners who were reclining at the table with Jesus and the disciples, for there were many who were following him. But the Pharisees and their scribes were complaining to the disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he told them, "It is not those who are well who need a doctor, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." In that short story, there are so many great things. First of all, Matthew was a tax collector. He was a Jewish man who decided to go work for the Romans, and he went around collecting taxes from his own people, the Jews. So that was kind of a position that if you did that, you pretty much separated yourself from your family, your friends, and nobody really liked you. And the Romans really didn't like you much either, so he was kind of on his own. But when Jesus looked at him, he realized, wow, that is the Son of God. And all Jesus had to do was say, "Follow me." And he followed him. And he just gave up his lucrative business of being a tax collector and followed Jesus. And then he went on to have a banquet. I mean, he wanted other people to know what he knew about Jesus. And so he invited all these other friends of his. Well, who are his friends? More tax collectors, right? So here's Jesus at a table with tax collectors, other sinners, according to the Pharisees, right? Even though we're all sinners. But the Pharisees see that and they're just like, "Why is your teacher sitting with tax collectors?" But I love this line. I'm going to read this one more time. When Jesus heard this, he told them, "It is not those who are well who need a doctor, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners." We need to remember that, especially in our churches and also in our daily lives dealing with people, that the church is not just a place for Christian people to come and hang out, right? Jesus came for the sinners. People who are sick spiritually, they're the ones who need to be coming into church. So we need to be opening our doors and welcoming those people in. And also to your own life too. Don't just hang out with Christian friends. Find some other people who don't know Jesus and be their friend, because that's the way they're going to learn about Jesus. So I just really like that line and I think about that a lot. And it convicts me too that I need to be doing this more, that Jesus didn't come just to save the well people spiritually who already believed. He came for the sick people, which would be the sinners, the people who don't believe in him. So go out today and share this good news with somebody. Show them an episode of The Chosen. Show them the devotions. Show them how to come to your church and be part of your Bible study, because those are the people Jesus wants us to reach. So have a good day reaching out for the people who are lost, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.